In the race to the White House, U.S. presidential hopefuls John McCain and Barack Obama have addressed Christian voters at a televised religious forum in California. Democrat Senator Barack Obama defended his support for abortion and same-sex civil unions, while Republican John McCain affirmed he was pro-life and supported preserving the status of marriage. The forum was the senators' last joint appearance before their official nomination at their respective party conventions in a few weeks' time. The U.S. Bishops' Conference, meanwhile, has launched a series of articles on issues they feel Catholics should take into account ahead of the presidential vote in November. A continuation of their election guideline document on faithful citizenship, the bishops invited experts to dwell on issues dominating public debate, such as the right to life, racism, immigration, poverty, and the war in Iraq. We spoke with Stephen Colici, director of the Office of International Justice and Peace of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops.
I find that, you know, the church's social teaching is sort of woven of whole cloth, and it's very difficult to pick out a single issue. What I would say is, I would echo what the bishops have said, that obviously things that involve intrinsic evil have a special claim on our conscience. So direct attacks on human life, whether that be through abortion or euthanasia or the direct targeting of civilians in acts of war or the issue of torture, those things that directly attack human life and human dignity have a special claim. But at the same time, you cannot ignore the whole range of other issues that are also essential to upholding human dignity. So I'd be very reticent to pick out one issue from the whole, you know, the issue of racism, well, that's intrinsically evil. You know, we can't ignore that as an issue. So I would be hesitant to pick one out, but I would say what Catholics should look for is defending in a consistent way the life and dignity of the human person at every age and at every stage of life. And they'll have to make prudential judgments about, you know, how best to do that in the voting booth. The problem is we don't have perfect choices in the voting booth. It's yes or no, it's one or the other, and no one candidate and no one political party will follow the trail of all of the issues that are important in Catholic social teaching. So I don't want to let Catholics off the hook. I want them to say, you need to look at it all, and then you need to make a decision in conscience.